WBDG Indianapolis, Giant 90.9.
He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Okay. Actually, throw you for a loop. Emerson's not the host today. I'm Emerson today. So your host today is Michaela.
Yeah!
We usually I'm the producer, but we switched roles today. Today is our last school talk.
Yep.
Bittersweet.
Yep.
Bittersweet. It is.
Every year, the last show is always hosted by the producer. I get a chance to be in the room doing other stuff and
awkwardly Michaela. Watching.
Yeah.
We got Emerson in the corner.
Hey!
How are you, Emerson?
I'm doing awesome. How you doing, Michaela?
Sad.
Sad? Why?
I'm sad.
Why?
Because now I've got 2 days left, and then literally I've got 8 days until graduation. And yesterday we had our evening of excellence, Dr.
Butts. Hey, I did that one time.
He would be shaking his head right now. I saw him yesterday.
I did that my first day.
He made me cry yesterday, of course. And then, like, it was emotional. And then I realized that I'm graduating with technical and honors.
Hey.
So that threw me for a loop.
Push the magic button. I can say that. Yeah.
Whoa!
So, yeah, I get to wear the five chords because I'm getting the National Honor Society chord, and my tassel is gold because I'm in top 100. So.
Woo, woo!
Oh, yeah. All right. So before we get started with our guest, which leads into what we've kind of been talking about, we're going to let Zach do the big board.
The big board!
Class of 2017 graduation ceremony at Indiana Farmers Coliseum at Indiana State Fairgrounds, 3:30 p.m. Practice run is at 8 a.m. on June 3rd. Info Friday on School Talk at 7:30 a.m. Catch it right here. Sophomore and junior finals Wednesday, May 31st, period 2, 6, 7, 8, and 10. Thursday, June 1st, periods 1, 4, 5, 6, 9, and 11. Last day at Ben Davis is June 1st. Teacher work day, June 2nd. That means no students. Take a break. Take a break after all your finals. Get some sleep. Emerson, I know you'll be sleeping.
Hey, no, I gotta make some money.
Senior finals Friday, today. May 26th. Today, periods 2, 6, 7, 8, and 10. And Tuesday, May 30th, periods 1, 4, 5, 6, 9, and 11. Last day at Ben Davis for seniors is May 30th. Teachers return Tuesday, July 25th. Mark that on your calendar. We want to see all your smiling faces right here.
Our guest over here is shaking his head. He's like, no, we're just about to leave and we got to come back.
And you know what? That was a little thing we like to call
the big board.
All right, that's right. So we introduced what's going to be going on June 3rd, and I'm going to introduce our guest. We've got Mr. Mendenhall.
Hello, hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm recovering from being out for a couple of days, though. I've had this bad bronchial thing.
Yeah, I heard. I was kind of nervous. I heard kids were like, Mr. Mendenhall's not here, and was like, I really hope not, because then
they better come back.
I don't have anybody to interview then.
That might be the only time they're begging me to come back.
That's right. So... You want to run through a little itinerary of how this is going to go on June 3rd?
Well, first thing is I want to make sure students arrive on time.
That's
because they have to be there for practice in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Our practice starts at 8 o'clock, and students always inevitably every year, somebody's going to be late. They're not used to that time, driving from the west side all the way over to the state fairgrounds. And especially at that time in the morning, seniors have gone, I'm done. They've checked out of getting up early.
Yep.
But I always tell, not always, because last year was the first year I did it, but I've been telling students, make sure you get there early. Leave enough time. Mm-hmm. It takes about half an hour from Ben Davis to get there.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say leave your house around 7 just to get there in time so that we can get started practice on time, get through that stuff. if everybody's there, the sooner we get started, the sooner they're out and done. Yep. They get hair and nails done and all that stuff. So that is so important that they get there on time. Well, then we go that morning. We'll do a practice run. Mm-hmm. We'll start in our seats. We go out. So we start in the actual stadium. We practice leaving so they can find the pathway. Then we come back in and we do a few announcements. Then we do it one more time. If we do through it quickly enough, nobody has any problems, know where we're going, we dismiss.
Okay.
Two things that are really important that you got to know about practice. You have to be there in order to participate.
Oh, yeah.
If you do not come, you will not be allowed to participate. And I know students might be going, oh, they'll let me, it's graduation. They won't. Yeah, last year, we turned students away. So please, 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 students, make sure you're there. And two is that's when you get your tickets that morning.
Yep.
After practice, after we dismiss everybody, you go see your counselor. They'll have special stations you go to, and you pick up your 8 tickets for the ceremony.
All right. And then I have to go pick up my National Honor Society cord. Mm-hmm. So I had a couple questions about that. Do we get to keep our cords? Now, I know not the National Honor Society one. I know we have to turn that one back in, but the other ones.
Yes. What you get to keep this year, last year was the first year we rented the gowns, which I have to say, I'm really excited about those gowns. They're
They look nice.
They're like university level gowns.
Yeah. My sister, she graduated 2011. She got to keep her gown.
Yeah.
And so I was comparing the two and I was like, wow, like this one's super thin. And like, it's just
a real high quality material.
Oh, yeah.
They're about $500 a piece if you wanted to buy it.
Oh,
so
yeah.
If anybody's out there going, oh, I really want to keep it, ask your parents for $500.
Yeah. It's just a loan, you know? Yeah.
But after the ceremony, you'll turn in your gown, and that's when you actually get your diploma. When you walk across the stage, little known secret, you don't actually get the diploma. Yeah. You get just the cover. You turn in your gown. You get to keep your tassel, your cap, all of your cords except for National Honor Society. So your technical honors, your purple and silver, you get to keep that. The gold ones you got last night, the honors, you get to keep those. Those are yours to remember.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. And then I think, Emerson, do you have any questions? Because I was not prepared.
Oh, you're fired. I was going to say I'm so honored that I get to be on here with the producer as a student for the first time. Look, now you're disappointing me.
No, I'm so sorry.
No, you're doing great. The thing about graduation, and for you folks out there, we're on Facebook Live right now. Give me that big old thing. Look at the big old thing here. She got a blanket, everything. She looked cold, everything. I'm sorry. Oh, give me my camera. Oh, I can't see. Let me scoot over a little more. But it's like one thing about graduation, Mr. Hall, like you said, if you don't show up practice, you can't walk.
Yeah.
No, you said some folks called your bluff on that?
Yeah, there is. There was a student last year who, and it was, to her story, it was no fault of her own. There was traffic issues. But again, that's why I stress traffic. Get up, get there early. She got there literally at the end of practice. We had just dismissed and she walked up to us and we had to tell her, no, you can't participate. And it broke my heart. She was in tears and everything within me as a teacher wants to grab her and say, I'm so sorry. Yes, you can do it. But we also have to set expectations for students to rise to. And
I mean, that makes sense.
What they do.
I mean, do you kids realize that I'm a high school dropout? I mean, I did not walk.
Yeah.
I mean, I was a knucklehead, so I didn't stay in school long enough to even get graduated. How you spell it? But anyway, I got my GED while I was in the Marine Corps. But kids need to realize, and Michaela and Zach back here in the corner, on the board, if you don't walk, and that's it. I mean, once your high school time is over, your high school time is over.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You don't go back and walk. I mean, you can go back in college, if you quit college. But once you get out of high school and you're done and you get older and you get a GED or you don't get a GED or you just don't do high school right, that's it.
That's interesting because I had a couple students going to go to the ceremony because they don't have to. It's extracurricular. It's not required. But it's one of those things I tell kids, you don't want to miss. This is you one shot at this.
Yeah.
And it's an important ceremony. It's a time for people to celebrate you. It's not like that. You can't go back and go, oh, I'm going to try it again later. This is a one-time shot, so you don't want to blow this.
Yeah.
When I was in the Marine Corps, I went to they call it a med cruise. It wasn't a cruise. When you're on an LPH, on a battleship or a helicopter carrier, and you're on the Mediterranean Sea out there in the Marine Corps, that's really not a cruise, but they call it a med cruise. And we saw Sardinia, went to France, went to Italy. You know, I can't afford to go to those places now.
Right.
But I went when I was in the Marine Corps, and I can't get, and I'm glad I went, but I can't afford to go now.
Yeah.
That's gone.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, and this is going to get me in trouble for your young men out there. And I don't do this no more. But Or young women. I don't know. Y'all might do this too. You be riding down and you see a nice person, nice, good looking person, and then you try to come back and find that person again. That person's gone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't see that person. That was a nice looking person. They're gone. I mean,
miss your one shot.
He's right? Gone. I mean, you never see that person again. So that was a good looking lady, good looking dude. I mean, you come around, look for them, they're gone. They just gone. I mean, it just happens. It's one shot. A lot of things come to life. It's only one shot. Mm-hmm. High school is one of those places. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My wife probably heard me say, what you doing looking at women? I was younger. I've been married 30. No, I don't look no more. But anyway, it's so important. And then, but can you wear anything under that gown?
That's a good question. I'm glad. You should wear something, that's for sure. Right?
Short pants, you know.
Well, we encourage students to dress nicely.
Yeah.
Dress as if you were going to a nice Sunday dinner, if you're a churchgoer, wherever you would go to church, if you're the synagogue. Wear something nice. It's mm-hmm. a ceremony, and I do want to come back to that in a second as well.
I stay in trouble, y'all.
Students should know, and hopefully they've taken the gown out of the plastic bag and hung it up, because if not, it's going to be wrinkly. You don't want a picture like that. But if they put it on, they've noticed it only cuts about mid-shin. Uh-huh. So they want to make sure they're wearing nice shoes, dress shoes, not athletic shoes. Something nice. A black or brown is encouraged, but something nice that can be seen. Because, again, it is a ceremony. I want to stress the idea that it's a ceremony.
Yeah.
It's not just a party.
Yeah.
Because... like Emerson said, you said it's one time.
Yeah.
So we want to treat it as such. We do want to have a good time. We want to celebrate you, but this is a ceremony. It's much like a wedding or a baptism or not a funeral, but it's the ceremonial things we do in life to really make a moment special and mean something. So we want to encourage parents to clap for their students, mm-hmm. but we also want to make sure, because Mr. Easter and Mr. Montgomery are great at this. They've been doing it for a while. They get their names pretty quick.
Oh, yeah. I went last year just to take pictures, and I was like, oh, yeah, I had a concert afterwards, had to go to Clips, so like, I had to be there, and I was like, man, I really hope this isn't run. I mean, it was like, boom, 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 and I was like, wow, I've got time to go eat before this concert. Like,
and that's what's cool is most people are like, your graduation's an hour and a half? You got so many students.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
We get through that thing because we know. People don't want to sit there for 3 hours listening to names. But it's important that parents understand that if you're hooping and hollering for your kid going across, and the next kid can't hear their name, that takes a moment away from them. That's a moment it'll never get back. And they can't hear it because you're acting a fool.
Well, yeah, that. And then I saw a video on like Facebook of these two parents it was a smaller graduation because obviously they were sitting next to each other. But like they were hollering and stuff. And the next people missed their kid's name, and it started a brawl. Yeah. They were all fighting. I was like, oh, my. If that was my parent, oh, no. That would be a disaster. That's so embarrassing.
Right. Well, we wanted it to be special for the kids.
You could just save it until the end, and then everybody's happy.
Right.
Tickets. Now, you got to have a ticket to get in, right?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay, are there extra tickets? Can you get extra tickets?
No. There are only
Are there scalpers?
I cannot speak to that.
They don't do that, do they?
I don't know. I've heard rumors.
Can you imagine somebody
I've heard rumors. But here's
We're at fairgrounds, right?
Yes, we're at the fairgrounds. We're at the Coliseum, which is nice. It's really nice.
Oh, yeah.
You know. But what we've done the math, and we've got it down to 8 tickets per student because we want to make sure as many people can come to see as many people as possible. Mm-hmm. I know there are some families who can't travel from out of town, so they only use 3 or 4 of their tickets. We encourage students to talk to your friends. Are you only using so many of your tickets? Can we get your extras? But something new this year that we do have, we're going to have a live feed of the graduation on our Ben Davis homepage. So the link, I believe, will be up this week. Mm-hmm. It won't work until the day of, but it'll be a live feed. It'll be what's up on the Jumbotron in the stadium will be fed in through online. So if you can't get a ticket, you can watch online.
Dang. Hey, G, you got work to do. Mm-hmm. So will our kids be doing on the camera work?
Mr. Goins' team is great. I mean, you all know they're beating TV. They'll be on camera crew, which is actually interesting because not many schools do that. A lot of schools will hire the staff at the Coliseum to do it, but we've got great kids at Ben Davis that do it for us. So.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great. I'm going to check in my boss if I can take that day off. Since I'm self-employed, it's not too hard to check.
Just ask the wife.
Hey, Emerson. No. I'm beating myself up on radio. Good morning, Carly Macer. Good morning. She's out there on Facebook Live. Good morning, you and all my folks out there. We're talking about Ben Davis graduation with my awesome teacher, Mr. Minnie Hall, and we got the graduate coming. She's out of here. She out of the way. She got
I am out.
Michaela's just going. But we're talking graduation and stuff. You got kids, grandkids, or family members coming to graduation. You know, we got some very important information, and you got to have a ticket.
Yes. Yep.
So, and you want to say something about the attire
for the audience members, or for
one thing about the audience members, you got to be like she said, you got to be respectful. Oh, yeah. It ain't worse than missing your child's name going across that line, because that's some of the keys. Is watching them walk, hearing their name.
Yeah.
Send their response to that.
Well, and within our community, there are some graduates who will be the first time they graduate in their family. And that's a special, special moment. And we want to celebrate that. That is worthy of celebration. Oh, and so we should. Sense. We should give that family that respect. I think it's about respecting one another within our community and respecting your neighbors and saying, hey, I'm here to celebrate you, not just my kid, but I'm here to celebrate all kids.
Mm-hmm.
We're here for the kids.
And you can't get it back.
No.
I mean, it's gone. It's gone. And that's, I guess, you know, it's like I guess like in video work, when you shoot a wedding, you can't say, oh, excuse me, could y'all go back and re-kiss? I missed that kiss.
Oh, my gosh, I know that all too well.
Could you come back? I missed that walk. back up and lie. No, you can't.
Oh, I don't know. At my wedding, I might have said, we're starting over. I'm a control freak. This wasn't perfect. Redo.
Yeah, you can't get that, you know. So it really is. I put emphasis on it because I didn't have a chance to do it. A very, very exciting time of your life to go through high school graduation. And I take my hat off to all you kids that have opportunity to do this. It is something that you will. I'm 62 years old.
Yeah.
And I can go all the way back to the time when I was in high school, thinking about the times that I messed up and that the things I didn't have a chance to do. And I still see it vividly, my mess ups. And wish I had the chance to do those parts over, because when you get older, you will remember. Unless your brain fried on PCP or something like that.
I don't know another. What's my name? I don't know. I don't care. I don't wear no socks.
That don't even rhyme, but I couldn't say the other thing. BBDs.
Don't say. You are cracking Zach up in the corner.
All right. Oh, McKenna, I'm sorry. But anyway, graduation. Yeah. It's all about graduation. Yeah.
Well, in the afternoon, too, there are some things that students should know about the ceremony itself and who can go where, because students will be lining up in the youth arena. Now, that morning at practice, they'll go straight into the main coliseum. Mm-hmm. They'll sit in their normal seats for the ceremony. But when we recess out, when we go back out, when we leave, we're going to go to the staging area where students will actually come in the afternoon at 2:30. They'll check in at 2:30 back in the staging area and what's the youth arena. Parents are not allowed to go back there. The BD Dads, who are amazing, I love the BD Dads organization, they're going to be there as our security. And if you are not in a cap and gown, you do not enter that area, because it's relatively small compared to the arena.
I was in there last year.
And when you get 900 people in there, plus teacher volunteers, and Herf Jones is there with extra stuff in case something happens.
And tables, and there's just...
You put a parent in there, and it's not pretty.
Oh, no.
So parents are highly encouraged, with force, to stay out of the youth arena. So what is important to know is that pictures, if they want pictures with their students in their cap and gown, they need to do it before the ceremony, because they will come out of that without their gown.
Yep.
So if grandma's coming in from California and wants a picture of her baby with a cap and gown, do it before baby goes into the youth arena, right? Do it outside.
That's my baby!
On Facebook Live, like, you shout out right now to Zachary Evans. He said, we needed that for my graduation last year. Something we didn't have last year. So, Zach, what was that?
Oh, I bet he's talking about the live feed.
The live feed. Good job, Zach.
Yeah.
And then Mr. Terry Henry. Hey. Mr. Terry Henry. Hey. He shout out. Congratulations to the Ben Davis students. I saw our live feed this morning. Wanted to say hello. Hello to me and Mr. Henry and to everybody here at Ben Davis High School. So, hey.
Awesome. Well, hey, Mr. Henry.
He's out. Where you at, Mr. Henry? He's out west. Minnesota. He went to Minnesota. Oh, okay. It should be warm right now. It used to be. I just kidding. It's cold up here in the wintertime, but he's up in Minnesota. Yeah, but you're right. That time at graduation, it's a beautiful time. And I just encourage the parents to allow the children to enjoy this. And don't mess up. Like Makeda said, those two parents fighting on TV at one graduation, it don't make no sense.
It don't make no sense.
That's a whole show. That don't make no sense. You know, it's ridiculous, you know. And then, like you said, talking when you're yelling and screaming and folks can't hear no name because you're going crazy in the stands. I mean, parents, contain yourself. I mean, it's a sight, but be respectful to other parents.
That's what I think is important. I mean, we're a community. I think that Wayne Township is special in the fact that we are Wayne. Hashtag we are Wayne, Dr. Butts. Yeah. We are Wayne. We are a community. And I think it's important that we continue to look at ourselves that way and look at each other and look at our kids that way and say, hey, Michaela's not just her parents' kids. She's one of my kids. Even though she came unprepared today.
Yeah, a little bit.
Nah. But we should respect one another. We should show that our community helps these kids and supports these kids and loves them all, not just their own. So, and that's what's going to make our world a better place. And that's Lord knows we need more of that.
John used to say, Emerson don't make no sense. Facebook Live. Boy, you're right. You're right. You're right when you're right. But, man. How many tickets did you say how many tickets the family got?
They get eight. Eight.
That's a lot.
No, yeah.
That's still a lot.
No, I mean, they're...
But they still want more.
Yeah, they still want more. I mean, my family, at my graduation, I came from a tiny school. We had like 125 in our graduating class.
I wish.
And that graduation ceremony was like 2 hours long. So
with the live feed, now, a live feed. Oh, man. I wonder if they can do it on Facebook. Somebody be doing it.
I'm sure somebody will do it live on Facebook.
Yeah, somebody doing live. Nowadays, everybody in that whole place is going to have a camera.
Oh, yeah.
A phone. It's going to be on Facebook.
They're going to
break the internet. I bet they break the internet then. I swear, everybody can have their phone. I bet if BDA TV did a report on all the phones, I bet you'd be amazed. Everybody's got a phone.
Well, and what's cool, speaking of BDA TV, rather than watching your kid graduate by holding your phone up, watch your kid graduate and buy a DVD from BDA TV. They sell the DVDs.
Right.
So if you want it forever, buy one from the BDA TV.
Right.
You can place that order the day of if you haven't yet. And then you can enjoy the ceremony without having to worry about, did I get it on my phone?
Yeah. And that is so true.
And it's better quality. And they're going to be closer. And like, it's a better deal.
It is a better deal. I've got one, two, three up. Three different copies.
Oh, yeah.
I have three different daughters.
Yep.
That graduated from Ben Davis High School. I got three DVDs. And you're right. It is great to go back and look at it.
Oh, yeah.
And look at all the kids that came through. And then you see the kids now. Some of them are parents.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's really freaky when you're like, you pass them in Walmart and they got two kids following behind them. What's yours?
Oh, yeah. I remember the first time I was sitting in class and the kid looking at me and going, hey, you're the same age as my mom. Yeah, you have an F now.
A one-legged A. I got a lot of those. So a guy has good one-legged A's. I thought you were good for a while. You got a one-legged A. Yeah, I got a one-legged A, mommy. Good. I got four one-legged A's. Boy, you stupid. I am. That's what they said. I'm not just leaving that alone. Okay. All right. Graduation. Love it. All yours.
Okay. When you guys were talking, I was getting emotional. I'm the girl. Of course it's going to happen. But, yeah.
Well, dudes cry. Dudes can cry. I mean, you show me a man that don't cry, I'll show you I'm not a man. But men do cry. Men get emotional.
Yeah,
you should have seen me on Mother's Day. Oh, Lord, it was ridiculous.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, that and watching Moana. If you haven't seen that movie, take some Kleenex.
Yeah, I hate watching movies that make me cry. Mimi going like, something in my eye. You know, I got dust. I got allergies, you know. Well, you're crying. Shut up. But movies do that, too. I mean, and when you're emotional, you're emotional. And parents will be emotional. And it is emotional time watching your child or your children walk across that stage and get the diploma. Like you said, a lot of times, they're the first one in the family to get a high school diploma. Yeah.
That's right.
You know?
Well, I remember when I graduated college. I was the first in my family at college.
Oh, congratulations.
I went to IU in Kokomo.
Kokomo.
I was a 21st century scholar. Hey. So shout out to the Office of College and Career Readiness.
I can't get to it.
He's running.
He's y'all running.
But yeah, that was a big day for my family. And I was a proud moment for me. I was excited that my family could be there. And there are kids who are going to say, hey, they're excited that their family gets to watch them walk. And that's going to be a proud moment for them. And it should be.
Yeah, definitely.
But speaking of that, a lot of parents like to buy their students gifts for that day.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. That's great. It's nice to get a gift to celebrate that moment. But I do want to encourage parents and students to know that you can't bring those to the youth arena and you can't bring those into the Coliseum. So if you brought brought a gift for your student.
A lot of security there. Yeah. So
keep those out. They also, if you bring balloons, Mylar balloons or any kind of balloon, the Coliseum, not our security, but the Coliseum security will not let that in.
Okay.
So balloons, don't bring them. Flowers, our speech and debate team will be there selling flowers.
Remember that.
That'll be nice. They're right there in the lobby if you want to buy some flowers for your student. Mm-hmm. But you got to give it to them after, because the students, if they're carrying something, they will have it taken away from them before they go into the ceremony. And I hate to do that to a student. So.
I think last year they were selling flowers, and they were selling like these little stuffed animals that had like 2016 the cap and gown. So like if you're like late or you don't want to bring your gift in, if you still want to hand them something at the end, you know, you got the little bitty things that are obviously accepted because they're already in the Coliseum.
But you want to make sure you give it to them after they graduate.
You can't
give it to them, because if they carry something in during the big pomp and circumstance, a band is playing, they're going to have that snatched out of their hands, then you don't want to ruin that moment.
No.
We don't want to do that. So just be responsible. It's a celebration, but it's also a ceremony. It's one of those, again, it's a ceremony, not just a party.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Party later.
Party's later.
Party later. That is awesome. Parking. Parking's free.
Oh, yeah.
Parking is not free.
No, what?
What?
Parking is $5.
I thought it was free. Mm-hmm.
Parking is $5. Now, when students when students come in the morning for practice, they don't have to pay for parking.
Okay.
However, in the afternoon, they do have to pay for parking. So I would suggest you come as a whole family in the one car.
Pay $5.
Pay the $5. Get there early. What you do need to kind of balance there is students have to report at 2:30.
Okay.
And that's when the doors open. So parents can go in at 2:30, but the ceremony doesn't start until 3:30.
Okay.
So they'll be there for about an hour waiting. So if you've got small kids, you might want to balance that decision-making process and go, do I have a three-year-old that I want to entertain for an hour?
Oh, yeah. So. Definitely. I told my sister's got five, and I was like, you need to find a babysitter because that's going to be a mess.
Yeah.
Don't bring them.
Parking is $5. There is handicap parking available.
Okay.
So they'll be able to, if you've got a handicap placard or license plate, you'll be able to get up closer to park. And there is handicap seating. We also have special seating for deaf and hard of hearing families and students.
Okay.
So we have interpreters, great interpreters every year. Mrs. Kane will be there. So she'll be interpreting through ASL. So if they've got a family member who is deaf or hearing impaired, they've got special seating for that up close. We try to accommodate everybody in our community.
That's amazing.
I'm so glad you mentioned the parking, because I would drive everything. $20. Oh my God, I'm broke. So bring $5, but don't bring the cake.
right.
Don't bring the cake and ice cream.
And carpool.
Yeah,
carpool.
Get
two families. If you're one of those people using three tickets, get two families in a van. Split it. $250.
There you go.
And our graduation is on?
Is on Saturday, June 3rd.
Saturday, June 3rd.
The ceremony begins at 3:30. Students will start walking in the door, so you want to have your seat.
And we're not waiting for anybody. We're ready to be done. We're starting on time.
We don't want to do that to the poor band. I felt so bad last year, Mr. McNabb. He was conducting the band, and our one tiny, tiny little bobble last year is we didn't get our students in the right seats. And so they had to, a couple of lines had to reroute themselves back through. I don't think anybody knows me. And I was panicking.
Yeah,
I'm like, my gosh.
People probably know.
But I looked over at the band and I was like, keep playing. So they're playing this graduation song over and over. And I felt poor bad. I was like, oh, those poor lips of those kids. So yeah, we want to get it started. We want to have it no problems. If for no other reason for that poor band who has to play that music for so long.
But it's exciting time. Even with that, you know, so I encourage parents, grandparents, if, you know, y'all got your eight tickets, you know, y'all come on out and enjoy it. You know, buy the DVD if your family members can't come, so you can watch it over and over again. And it's neat to watch as the years pass and look back at that DVD. If your loved one passing, getting their diploma, shaking their hand, getting that picture taken with the principal or the superintendent, it's something that you will never, ever, ever have a chance to do again. And that's, you will think, that's not really huge. It really is huge. It's not many things. There's not many things that you really don't have a chance to do over again. And high school graduation is one of those. A prom's another one. Or you can go to prom as an old person. You know, I didn't go to prom as a young person. I'm going to go now that I'm old. It ain't the same, dude.
Become a teacher and chaperone.
So it's set. Michaela, you're graduating. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
You know, enjoy your time when you walk across the stage, and I hope your parents enjoy it also. If not, I'm coming to dinner. You already know. And your kids that don't go to high school or don't graduate from, no, your kids don't go to college, I'm going to come to your house anyway and talk to you about it. And like, guess who's coming to dinner? Talk, well, how can we not go to college? You going to trade school? That's cool. You know, as long as you're going to do something after high school. Mr. Minhall, I thank you for your service to Ben Davis High School and to our kids. You know, have fun at the graduation. Michaela, this is your show. I'm not going to close it for you. Any more questions for our guest?
I don't. I just want to thank you for putting all this together.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome.
I'll let you use my clothes if you want to.
Or
anything you want.
That's a you thing. Yeah? I can't close it. This is a you thing. Thanks, Emerson.
Well, this is it for us, too.
This is it.
Zach back here. Zach graduated from Brownsburg. You graduated. When you graduate from Brownsburg?
Same day.
So Zach will be. I hope you enjoyed me and Zach on the show the other day on Zach's show, The Good Hour. That was an awesome time. So Zach, congratulations to you also.
Thank you.
Y'all go out there and shock the world. That's all I say. Go out there and shock the world. That's all I can say. And so I'm gonna let you go back. Let Kayla get back to class.
Yep.
I'm gonna let Mr. McMinhall get back to class. And I'm like, where you going, Zach? You out.
He's going home.
You just out.
He's not supposed to.
You know what? I just decided, you know what? School talk with Emerson, it's been so great. And I remember last year when you came in here, we were all out there and you did your whole rant about sagging, and then everyone out there was on the floor laughing. So you know what? It's just amazing. So you know.
I got nothing to tear up, though.
You have the slushy.
But anyway, to the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You got to teach them to be investors in themselves and others. But to give out, what's going to be given back. And just remember, it's okay to be a copycat. You just copy the right cat, like Michaela, like Zach, Mr. Mendenhall. Don't copy me because I didn't finish high school. Don't do that. I got a GED. That's pretty cool. But ain't that like walking across the line, across that stage in high school, getting a high school diploma because you could go all the way. Yes. Yes! Don't be a knucklehead. Just go. And don't get hung with the rough guy. Young man, be a man. Pull up
too much coffee.
Pants. I can't stand sagging.
You can't sag at graduation.
You cannot.
You can't walk across the
stage.
Where's
that bell?
No. Security, get that man, get that girl, get that dude, that sagging, get them out of here. Get them out. Give me a connection. The views of Press Good Talk, that's it. The views of MIT of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, Giant 90.9. The views of my guests and me. I'm out of here to the summertime. I'm back next year. I got the governor coming next year. I'm getting a law. I'm going to get a law written. It's going to be a violation of State 45, 45, 55. Violation of the Fashion Act or something. You walk around sagging in Annapolis, Indiana. You're found guilty. You got to work for the senior citizens. You got to cut the grass. You got to clean the yard. You got to cook your foods. You got to do something. Violation of Section 45 of the Fashion Act. I want a law. Governor, I want a law. Well, that's it for me. Until next year.
Next year?
Next school year.
That's
you got to
so
find a
sad
new producer.
I got to break into no new crew. Oh, man.
Emerson's going to be training them. Here we go.
And I won't be back until Emerson has me on his show.
You'll be back. All right. We'll see you next year on School Talk.